You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
You are tuned in to the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this incredible and amazing movement. Happy Black History Month. Today is the very first day of Black History Month. We are super duper excited about it. Tonight we're going to be talking about, of course, the incredible Cicely Tyson, of course, the amazing Screech from Saved by the Bell, as well as some incredible and amazing topics that we're going to be talking about tonight. So you guys stick around. Don't go anywhere. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes. Of course, I have the incredible and amazing T. Smiley holding it down with me tonight. What's going on, T. Smiley?
What up? What up? I'm here live on the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio. This is Kia and T. Smiley. We are live.
We got on tonight. Come on with it now. Come on with it.
Just try to be a little smooth, you know what I mean?
We like it. We like it. We like it a lot. Come on, bring in the smoothness.
Bring in the smoothness. All right.
All right. Why don't you introduce this next song right here, and then we'll come back here in just a few minutes.
The song we're about to play for you guys right now is titled Heaven Must Be Like This.
Right here on
We Talk Radio.
Boom. Be right back.
Close to your loving name. must be like this. It must be like this.
That's right. Welcome back to the Kia D show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Listen, I'm going to give you the word for tonight. Tonight, I'm going to give you the keyword at the beginning of the show. The rest of the shows probably aren't going to do that, but I'm going to do it tonight. Tonight, you need a specific keyword. I want you to write this keyword down. The keyword for tonight is what? W-H-A-T, what? So you keep that keyword, and if you collect all of the keywords from all of the radio shows that we have here on We Talk Radio, and the end of the week on Sunday after the Shine Lord radio show has released its final word, you're going to take all of the keywords from all of the radio shows and you're going to send an email to us by going to contact us on our website, wetalkradio.com, www.wetalkradio.com. And when you go to that website, contact us page, you're going to put in your email address as well as those keywords. And the first person that sends us all keywords correctly is going to win that $100. So make sure you keep those keywords, because every week we're going to be doing this incredible and amazing giveaway. And the person who has all of the keywords at the end of the month will receive $500. Super exciting. You better be ready to win some money right here on We Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, you can advertise your incredible business right here. We Talk Radio. You can send us, go to the We Talk Radio website. Right there on the top of the We Talk Radio website, you'll see a tab that says advertise with us. Definitely click that so that you can get your product or service or, you know, yourself highlighted right here on We Talk Radio Network. Our listeners span across the United States as well as in other countries as well. We heard in Denmark. Shout out to Brazil. Shout out to the UK, Canada. Thank you so much to Africa, South Africa, Kenya. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We appreciate all of the love, and it is not go unnoticed. This is the We Talk Radio Network. This is Kia D Unplugged Show. I'm your girl, Kia D, holding it down tonight. We're going to have a good time. We got some hot topics coming up in here in just a little bit, but tonight we are grooving and rocking out to some music for right now. Don't go anywhere. This next song I'm going to play for you is a young man we featured here a month ago, maybe longer than that. Actually, it was November or December. We featured him here. His name is Alex Harris, and he is absolutely amazing. He is topping the charts right now, so y'all go check him out. This one right here is, of course, featured right here on We Talk Radio Network. It's called Falling for You. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more of the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Yeah.
Time to love us, seems like a long time. Girl, I met you, girl, you changed my life. Take me to heaven every time. More happiness than money can buy. To you is all that matters to me.
I'm so crazy.
falling every day, every minute. Yeah, I can't help it. No, 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 no.
Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
Trouble don't last always. It looks real dark right now, but your night will soon be day. You've got more strength than you can know. Dig in your faith and don't let go. Trust yourself, babe. Your light will lead the way. Sometimes you gotta laugh and gotta cry. Smile if you can't find a reason why. You gotta dance through with the pain.
Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Got to thank you for being around the opportunity. I mean, I let you thank you for being here. We're going to talk to some amazing people around the beautiful and amazing Cicely Tyson. Of course, being cool, Cicely Tyson. She's an actress, television and stage actress, and of course most notable for her roles in the autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman and Broadway, The Trip to Bountiful, among a lot of other films. Big shout out to biography.com for doing an amazing biography on her. Of course, she was born in 1924, passed away, of course, just a few days ago in 2021. Cicely Tyson built her career, very successful career, by carefully choosing the roles that she took, that she took roles that exemplified quality and depth only. That's just who she was, that exemplified quality and depth only. She won accolades and awards for her performances on TV, stage, and in film, of course, with many, many credits, including Sounder and Roots, so on and so forth. Tyson won 3 Emmy Awards and a Tony Award, among other honors. And over the course of her career, she was also inducted to the Black Filmmakers Hall of Fame in 1977. For those of you who don't know, she actually started out as a typist, actually. And she left that job at the age of 18, went to get a modeling career, and her mom, who was, you know, definitely wasn't having it, was like, you got to go. If this is what you're going to do, you got to get out. So her early life was, of course, she grew up in, she was born in New York City, grew up in Harlem. That typing job to begin modeling, you know, just like some of us do, right? We walk away from something to begin what we believe is going to be this forever thing for us. And that's what she did. She knew modeling and acting was going, well, I don't even know if she knew at that time was going to be what she went into, but she went into modeling. And look where her career ended up. It was just an absolutely amazing career. I tell you guys all the time, do not stop. If there's something you're dreaming for, keep going for it. Even if it means walking away from that job, that typing job, or that OB you got, that 9-to-5. Now make your money. I'm not telling you to leave and don't have nothing else. I'm just saying, make sure there's something else in place. Tyson was then, after walking away at the age of 18 from her typing career and getting a job beginning her modeling career, she was then drawn to acting, though she wasn't permitted to go to plays or movies as a child. When she got her first acting job, her very religious mother told Tyson, you know what, you're choosing that way, and she said it's a sinful, painful, sinful path. And she kicked her out of their home. So despite her mother's initial disapproval, the two did not speak for 2 years before they reconciled. And Tyson found success as an actress, and she appeared on stage, in movies, and on TV. An extraordinary young woman with amazing talents, who definitely I know we honored her while she was here. I don't like giving people their accolades when they're gone. And that's why I love what we do here at We Talk Radio Network. We give people their props while they're still here. Unfortunately, the beautiful Miss Cicely Tyson passed away before we had the opportunity to interview her right here on We Talk Radio Network. But here we are today giving her honors, as we want to do for so many others that are still here today. So giving people their flowers, you know what I mean? She was actually nominated for an Academy Award in 1972, and she actually played notable roles on television, including Kuta Kinte's mother in Roots. Y'all remember that. If you have not seen Root, I need you to go back and watch that movie. Okay. The autobiography of Miss Jane Pittman, which earned Tyson 2 Emmy Awards in 1974, is also something that one of her major roles. And then she moved to Broadway in 1983. Tyson was the lead in The Corn is Green. It was a play set in a Welsh mining town. And she was the lead in that play. In 1994, the actress nabbed her 3rd Emmy in her supporting role as a housemaid in Castiala on the CBS miniseries television show. And that was an adaptation of the oldest living Confederate widow's tell-all. So Tyson's career trajectory wasn't smooth, right? At times, she had trouble simply finding work. She flatly refused to do blaxploitation films. If you know anything about the blaxploitation films, if you don't know anything about that, I definitely believe you should look that up. But there were a lot of actresses and actors that were not wanting to be a part of the blaxploitation, you know, movement, those films. She said she would not take part solely for a paycheck, and she was selective about the roles that she chose. As she explained in a 1983 interview, she said, "Unless a piece really said something, I had no interest in it. I have got to know that I have served some purpose here." She was absolutely amazing. And don't forget, in 2011, she appeared in The Help as a maid. And it was awesome. She actually received many awards for her part in that as well. So truly an incredible woman who has just done so much in her life and has touched so many, from going to a typewriting career to a modeling career to an actress, and being so amazed by all of it, despite her family not being, her family not being in part of this in the beginning, you know, despite all of the hiccups, she kept going. And if we could only imagine some of the things that she would have seen, some of the names she would have been called, some of the parts she was turned down because of others. Her skin is darker than other women's skin. As a black woman, when you have darker toned skin, you have sometimes the roles are limited for you, but she pushed through either way. It didn't even matter to her. And I love that. We should all take a piece of Miss Cicely Tyson as we walk through our daily lives. Keep pushing no matter what it looks like. I'm sure she cried a lot of nights. I'm sure she was heartbroken a lot of nights. I'm positive those words that hurt her, that people said to her that weren't nice, I'm sure they cut deep. But she kept going. She said, "It doesn't even matter what y'all think. I got a plan, and God's got a plan for me. I know whose I am." You know what I'm saying? And I gotta appreciate her for that. The incredible and amazing Cicely Tyson. In just a few minutes, we're going to be talking about Amanda Gorman, the beautiful young lady who is the youngest inaugural poet in history in the United States. And so we're super excited about her. We're going to be talking about that beautiful young lady here in just a few minutes. Don't want y'all to go anywhere. We got more of this amazing show coming up. This is the Kia D Plug Show. This is We Talk Radio Network. And tonight, I'm just honoring amazing people around the globe. We're listening to some incredible music. And, of course, my main man, T. Smiley, the Hot Topic panelist, is here as well. I want to honor another young lady tonight. I'm going to play her song right now, as a matter of fact. But I want you to know who she is. Her name is Kia Michaels. She has had over a decade of experience in the music industry. She loves connecting with people. You guys connect with her on her social media. It's Kia, K-E-A, Michaels. That's K-E-A, Michaels. She's absolutely amazing. I interviewed her a couple months here on We Talk Radio Network, and she's an incredible singer and songwriter. She actually played the bass guitar for many, many years. And she's an incredible woman. Her mom was a violinist in church and in an orchestra, I'm sorry, and her dad played and he sang and played in cabarets and clubs. So she has a history of music behind her. It's not, you know what I mean? It's amazing. She actually wrote this song, If You Hear Me, in 15 minutes. She's absolutely amazing. Her name is Kia Michaels. I want you guys to check out her hit, Holla If You Hear Me. She's got a brand new album that's this year, so y'all make sure y'all stay tuned for that as well. We're going to be featuring her and more artists right here on We Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. This is the Kia D Unplugged Show. Make sure y'all check us out on all of our social media networks, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Under YouTube, we're under We Talk Radio Network. Go follow us everywhere. We're even on LinkedIn. Go follow us. Pinterest, too. Yeah, we're on Pinterest. We haven't put up any recipes yet, but I think we're going to do it. Make sure you follow us as well on our website, www.wetalkradio.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right here on the KD Unplugged Show on We Talk Radio Network.
All right. Strong though we
giving birth to hope. Drugs make them cold. Wisdom is shallow doors. We don't need
welcome back to the incredible Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Again, got to thank everybody for tuning in. One thing I did forget to mention earlier is that my Cicely Tyson, she was actually married to Miles Davis for 7 years and in the 1980s, but and she had no children at all. And she's just an incredible woman. Amanda Gorman, of course, is the beautiful young lady who was the poet at the inauguration for President Biden. And she had on a beautiful, beautiful yellow jacket with a beautiful red bandana. I remember seeing her, and I took a picture of her on the screen. I didn't know who she was at that time, but, of course, learning about her afterwards, it was awesome. She's also someone that we are highlighting here. We're celebrating Black History Month. This incredible young, black, brilliant, and talented woman. Her name is Amanda Gorman, and she is taking the world by storm. 22 years old. She's a poet, a writer, actually born with special needs. I bet a lot of you did not know that, but yet she got up on that stage, and you didn't even know. Okay, she actually did not let any of that stop her from setting and attaining massive goals and achieving them and becoming the youngest inaugural poet ever in the United States of America. Shout out to Amanda Gorman, who is absolutely a beautiful and incredible woman. Mr. T. Smiley, do you have anything you want to say, of course, about Miss Amanda? She actually has a twin sister, and they were actually born prematurely. And you want to have any comments or comments or concerns? Do you have any comments?
Well, I'm just kind of focused on the fact that you said, well, it's that she was born with special needs. I mean, you say you can tell it if somebody, if you had to just sit there, incredible job, and she spoke with such passion in the poem that she did. So shout out to Amanda. She's doing great things. I would love to see more from her, which I'm sure we're going to see more from her. She's young, 22, so I'm sure we're going to be seeing a whole lot more of her here in the near future. So Amanda Gorman is somebody to look out for.
She is. Absolutely, she is. Shout out to my one of my team members, Keely. Keely actually put together 10 cool facts about Amanda Gorman. Shout out to her. Of course, Amanda does have a twin sister, and they were born prematurely. Her mother, Joan Wicks, also feared that the twins might have some developmental issues because of their birth complications, and her apprehensions later came out to be true, as Gorman was later diagnosed with an auditory processing disorder in kindergarten, and she also faced speech. Now, she just got up there and knocked it out in the inauguration. I mean, clearly, okay? She does better than me on my radio shows. I'm just saying. And her speech was amazing. In 2014, Gorman was named Los Angeles Youth Poet Laureate, and in 2015, her first book of poetry, The One for Whom Food is Not Enough, was published. The One for Whom Food is Not Enough, that's the name of her book. Gorman was named the first ever National Poet Laureate by Urban Word. This honor is the youth version of the National Poet Laureate. Maya Angelou actually has been one of Gorman's biggest inspirations, and she truly followed in her footsteps by performing at the presidential inauguration. Reminding you, Angelou performed on the Pulse at Bill Clinton's 1993 inauguration. She performed on the Pulse of the Morning and on a ring with a caged bird as homage to Angelou's famous "I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings." And interestingly, the ring was gifted by Oprah, another one of Gorman's heroes. She founded a nonprofit called One Pen, One Page to empower youth to use their voices to eliminate inequality through education. Gorman is going to perform. She's going to perform at the next Super Bowl, honoring the honorary captains, Tremaine Davis, an educator, Susie Dorner, a nurse manager, and James Martin, a veteran, leaders recognized by their communities during the COVID-19 pandemic. Do not forget to catch her new poem on Sunday, February the 7th, 2021. She will be there, and it's going to be amazing. In 2017, Gorman has she performed her poem "The Gathering Place" at the United Nations Social Good Summit. President of the United States in 2036, Hillary Clinton confirmed that Gorman personally promised her that she will run for the most powerful position on the planet once she is eligible. The fashion industry is relying heavily on this Harvard graduate. Vogue invited readers in 2019 to meet the rising poet who stole the show at Milan's Fashion Week. In early 2020, Gorman posed in her new, now famous canary yellow coat for a Prada campaign and has also appeared in ads for Helmut Lang. The IMG agency, the ING Models, the agency that represents supermodels, including Alec Welk and Palomina Esselstyn, and several others, also announced recently that it would be representing Amanda Gorman for fashion and beauty endorsements. So this young lady's life is just absolutely amazing. She's 22 years old. It doesn't matter what you've got going on. It doesn't matter if you're 22 or 42. She is an absolutely amazing inspiration to all of us. I'm truly excited to be able to honor her today right here on We Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more of this amazing show and more goodies. I've got some more things I want to talk about, including Screech. We lost Screech, y'all. If y'all know Saved by the Bell, which I know you do, y'all know Screech. Goofy, crazy. So big shout out to Screech and his entire family as we continue to keep all of the people who have lost someone in our prayers. Again, this is the Kia D Unplugged Show, and this is We Talk Radio.
When I first saw her, couldn't deny her hair like river skin, kissed by the sky. I'm in her DMs, would she even reply? I don't even care, cause at least I had to try.
what kind of gift, what kind of ring you give. Just don't take me for granted, and let me know every day that a love unconditionally is coming my way. Cause even if the world is falling apart all around us, let my love be a shelter, baby.
I can't understand it. If you made mystery, how it started as you and me. Look it up, now we were family. And even if the walls come tumbling down all around us, we got a solid foundation. I'm gonna tell everybody that you are the core.
Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Again, got to thank you all for tuning in around the globe, making this the number one spot. Somebody about us. We love what we do here. We want to spread it around the globe. You know what I'm saying? We've got incredible talk, amazing music. You name it, we got it. We love it. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Follow us on social media. Again, we've got all kinds of prizes and giveaways happening this month. If you want to know more about what we're doing, stay tuned to our website, stay tuned to our social media pages, and you'll be able to see what we've got going on. We're super duper excited about it. So again, we thank you all so much for being here tonight. I'm going to close us out in prayer, and because that's what I love to do. So if we could all bow our heads together so we could pray together. Father God, we just want to take this moment to tell you that we love you and we praise you. For everyone who's tuning in around the globe that may not believe, Father God, we pray that you would just sprinkle a little bit of that love and greatness that you give onto their heart, Father God, so that they know that you are good and kind and you are amazing and mighty, Father God. We love you and we thank you for everything that you're doing, Father God, for the seen and the unseen, Lord. We thank you for the blessings that continue to roll in, Father God, for the seen and the unseen, God. Father God, we thank you for the moments of life, that for the right here and the right now. Father God, we're not here to complain. We're just here to say thank you and to praise your holy and your righteous name. Thank you for continuing to give us life and life more abundantly. Thank you for continuing to bring these incredible people to this incredible network so that we can all come together for one purpose, and that's to give your name the praise. We love you. We appreciate you for being standard in our lives, for being constant in our lives, Father God, for being the one thing that has always remained. We appreciate you more than you will ever know. We love you, and we give your name the honor and the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I thank you so much for being here tonight, joining me on this incredible show. At 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're going to have the Hot Topic panel here. going to be talking hot topics. Tonight, they kind of sat back and enjoyed the show just like you guys did. So Wednesday night, it's going to be popping. We're going to be talking hot topics, and we're going to have some fun. So I'm super excited about it. Wednesday night is the After the Lights Go Out radio show at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You do not want to miss it. Again, got to thank you so much for being here, tuning into the show, being this your number one listening station. And we will see you all on Wednesday night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
My life, everything was black and white. My world was lacking color, my life was lacking light. My dreams and goals seemed out of sight. From black and white, a ray of light. Girl, with your love, my heart is taking flight.
What's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.